Somebody else had a question.
Yeah, I can ask.
Yeah.
In the beginning, first
beginning
part
of what?
The first part of our discussion, we talked about how difficult it is for the conditioned soul to get out. We had the theme of the guru and, you know, how to receive prema and how to get out of this material world and to join Krishna. And now the second part was a bit more, we heard about the eternal associates of the Lord who relish and who are like having these sweet pastimes. When you talk about it and you listen to it, you get inspired and the heart opens up and you feel like, wow. So my question is, why would Krishna make some personalities eternally enjoy and have that beautiful party going on, and then some personalities are kind of disabled? You heard that question before, I guess.
Yeah, no, everyone's heard that. Every religious person's heard that question since time immemorial. Why God made us... I mean, you can go on the net, just type in Google, why God made us suffer? Why did God make suffering? Some Jewish rabbi wrote a book 30 years ago, said, why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to good people? Oh, they were such a nice couple, and their 5-year-old boy was run over by a truck, killed on the spot. It's not fair. God's not fair. So in his book, he says that God wound up the universe. He did a good job. He created everything. But then he went to sleep, and he's not been keeping an eye on the things. So everything's a big mess. So he's supposed to be a religious person, but he was blaming God ultimately. So the point is that why there's a spiritual world where everything is blissful, and there's this material world which also can be blissful if we're Krishna conscious. The reason the spiritual world is blissful is because everyone's conscious of God. Everyone's fully Krishna conscious. It's a consciousness which determines the state of your existence. If your consciousness is transcendental, it's full of bliss. It's either Brahmanand or Premanand. If your transcendental consciousness is full of the Brahman Suyujya or Brahman conception of the all-pervading white light force and energy of the impersonal God, Nirvishesh Brahman, then you're experiencing unlimited eternal bliss and peace of Brahmanand. But then another category for the Vaishnava, believer in Vishnu and Krishna, is Premanand, where there's personality and there's loving exchanges, all in the setting of an eternal spiritual background, a spiritual world like Vaikuntha Goloka Dham. So these are two realities that exist. The world of joy means the world with God, and the world of suffering means the world without God. That's how it is. That's how it is. It's just that way. But you're saying that. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you can see here, you're saying that there everything sounds so blissful and so attractive, and here everything is so much opposite, so much suffering, so much difficulty. So, and I'm saying that the solution is Krishna. So if we're here in this material world, like they say, they have terms like Jashirani, fortunate jiva, he's a devotee child, a devotee mother. You want water? Does he want water?
Yes.
You want some water?
Water.
Want some prasad?
No.
Oh. You go to sleep there.
Yes,
you can
sleep.
You can come forward, and then they can sleep. You go there. You can sleep over there. Nice boy. So there and here and there, it's because it's consciousness. So we're speaking about a spiritual world. It's so blissful, everyone's so happy, and it's all full of prema. And here, I'm here, you're here, in this material world of birth and death, and it's so much, not too much bliss, it's so much problem. So, why the difference? The only difference is consciousness. That's all. Because the here and there, there in the spiritual world is blissful, here in the material world is hell. Birth and death, disease, old age, suffering, terrorism, this, that. Everything going on, everyone knows. But here and there is everywhere, because it's consciousness. So consciousness is not geographic. As soon as our consciousness becomes saturated with God, Krishna, and saturated with prema, we're in spiritual consciousness, we're in the spiritual world. So, there in the spiritual world, the spiritual beings, the liberated souls, they're in full knowledge of God. They're in full relationship with God. They're in full blissful, loving exchanges with God. So now, if we become like that here in the material world, we become full of knowledge of God. We have a full relationship with God. And we're fully exchanging with God in love. Then we're in spiritual consciousness. We're in pure Krishna consciousness. We're in the spiritual world. As Jesus said, be in the world, but not of the world. So we're in this material world, but our consciousness, our body is in the material world, but our consciousness and heart are in the spiritual world. Maybe the chokidar. Yeah, I want to wash the pots and pan. I cooked, he washed. Yeah, Kuro. Radhe Radhe. It's Haridas. Haridas Ji. So, okay, it's a fact. But you can't say, he put us here. Well, you know, everything, God put us here, but the misery is our choice. That's our choice.
So, can I ask you, when you say that, then Tatashta Shakti was our choice?
It's our identity, it's not our choice.
Yeah, so my question was that, exactly that. Why is that? What's the reason for creating conscious beings, which are disabled to some extent, because they're about us? What's the reason behind that? I mean, you create a wonderful world, which is beautiful and...
We'll just make one world. That's what you're saying.
For example.
Why not just make one world?
Why create a separate kind of...
There is no one can ever answer that question. It's a question it will never be answered by anyone on this planet now or from time immemorial. Because there's no answer. That's the existence as it is, and as we're in this existence, and it's always been like this forever. And the only one that has the answer is God. People try to give all kinds of explanations to speak for God. But God Himself, and everywhere where God is speaking, in Puranas and Bhagavatam, Bhagavan Uvacha and Ramayana, Rama is speaking, so many times Vishnu is speaking, or Krishna, or Nrisimhadeva, different forms of God are speaking, but they're just speaking about how it is, not why it is. You're saying this material world is full of the three modes of nature. You can read in the Bhagavatam, Nrisimhadeva is speaking to Prahlad or whatever. Three modes of nature, everything is there. But why it's like that? The main thing is that not only did he create it this way, why did he do it? But then the next question is, why did he give all these scriptures and have all these, why did he provide us a way out? So they say that's his love, that's his compassion. Jesus loves you. Jesus is love. You know, God sent his only son, his only begotten son into the world to rescue the fallen souls. Well, I mean, there's two sides to it. We're in misery, but we can end the misery. And he gives, you can say, oh, okay, you put me in misery, but you're giving me the way out. You made me unhappy, and you can make me happy. It sounds like any marriage. Husband can make you happy or unhappy. Wife can make you unhappy or happy. So God can make you happy or unhappy, if you want to put it that way. But he says it. He said, "No, I'm not making you unhappy. You are." So the next question is, why do we have free will? Why doesn't he just make us always happy so we don't have to deal with, you know, being happy or not happy? Well, make us, we always do right, and we don't have to do, we can't choose between right and wrong. Because in the spiritual world, there's no choice between right and wrong. There's only right. There's no left. I mean, there's no wrong. That was a joke. You got it. They don't see Maya. There's no duality like that. Here it's a world duality. These are those, you know, these kind of questions you can hit your head on the wall for time immemorial, never get an answer. Why is there suffering in the world? Why isn't it all bliss? Why did God create a miserable world and a blissful world? Why God created us as conditioned and He created other people as liberated? Who can answer? Nobody. No guru, no acharya, no siddhasant, no mahapurush, no whatever, avatar, whatever. You read the whole Bhagavad Gita. Krishna just says, think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and you'll come to me. Give up all your sins. You surrender to me, I'll take all your sins. This world is created by me. He says, this world's created by me. So He created it, and then He's telling us to think of Him and get out. He says, if you remember me when you die, you come to me, you don't come back. So why I got here? Krishna put me here. It's not a good deal. So you want to get out? Yes. What do you have to do to get out? Then do what you have to do and get out. What's the value of asking it? What value do you get by asking a question that can never be answered? They have a phrase in English that, not applying this to yourself, but just the principle, that a fool can ask more questions than a wise man can ask. So this is not a foolish question, it's a reasonable question that reasonable, philosophical, thoughtful people have been asking in the 9th century, in the 10th century, in the 11th century, 12th century, 19th century. Why is there suffering in the world? The Indian answer, the Vedic answer is karma. The Bible says the same thing. There's suffering. Because you did suffering, you get suffering. You do good, you get good. If everybody did good, it'd be a good world. Because you're doing good things and the results will be good. Good means that following the dictations of God. Basically, that's the definition of good. But one man's goodness, and one group's goodness is that if you're with my conception of God, you're good, and if you're another conception of God, you're no good. So they even say that their conception of God includes annihilating everybody else that doesn't have that conception. Very interesting religion. Very popular in the modern world. Some more questions?